How is it going to be different, this performance, from the ones that you have been doing in the past 2 years, coping with all the restrictions of COVID-19?
Well, first off, this will be our first indoor performance in the last 2 years. Yay! Bravo! And our first indoor dance, where people can come together and move and freely connect and smile and see each other's faces. While we are still having our own set of COVID precautions that we are using by requiring everyone to have rapid tests, because we know we are still in a high transmission state of COVID, even with the mask mandate being lifted. And yet we want to provide a safe environment. Our mission is to inspire creativity and build community. That does not involve getting people sick. And so we are able to do this indoors with live music and full dancing just by having the maximum surety that people will not actually have COVID. So we're just requiring people to take a COVID test, a rapid COVID test or a PCR test before they come. So that's how it will be different. We're indoors in the winter, smiling and dancing and laughing and listening to brilliant, brilliant live music.
I'm speaking with Merlin Holmes from Creativity Alive, and we're talking about a carnival dance that you're going to be bringing with Brazilian music, and it's going to be an event indoors. Last time I report for one of your events, it was outdoors in a park. We were dancing around, and I still remember there was so much wind that we were trying to hold everything from not going flying.
Yes.
This event is going to be indoors. It's a carnival. Who is going to be playing?
Oh, Gui Kronberger is the vocalist. She is from Brazil, and she embodies the heart and soul of this music. She's just, I met her during the pandemic, and my heart just melted in hearing her voice and then in connecting with her, because she's just a beautiful, beautiful person. And she is being accompanied by two fabulous musicians, Bill Copper, who's a master guitar player, and Raul Rossiter on drums. Both of them are steeped in the Brazilian traditions and love this music and really bring it to life. So the three of them are coming together to provide music for our carnival dance.
Where is it going to be located?
This will be in the Boulder Mennonite Church in the Table Mesa area. So in a beautiful sanctuary with lots of room for moving and dancing.
So people are required to use masks in this event?
No, people are not required to use masks in this event, and they're not required to be vaccinated. What we want to know is that we have the highest likelihood of knowing that people do not have COVID. So that's why we have a requirement that everyone take a test before coming in, whether it's a PCR test 72 hours in advance or a rapid test within 5 hours. And we will have some rapid tests available there by reservation as well, just with enough of a donation to cover the cost of them. But they are also readily available now. You can get free COVID rapid tests from the state of Colorado. You can get them, four of them, from the federal government. Your healthcare provider is supposed to provide them free of charge, or they're readily available just for purchase in the pharmacies. I saw them at Safeway the other day. They are available now. So let's use this tool to keep, so that we can do the things we love while keeping the people we love still safe.
Please speak to us about the power of music, but also the power of dance. Why do we need dance in our lives?
And for that, I can just speak, from my own experience as a dancer and a musician. To be alive, I need dance and movement, and to feel truly in my place of joy. And I'm not alone in that. I think so many others, it can be that simple gesture that brings things to life, or, you know, and that looking into a partner's eyes for a moment, or back from back here. It's a way of connecting with self, with other. For me, it's a way of connecting with spirit. So dance is huge. Also, Rosanna, I want to tell you where the point of inspiration came for this particular event, because there was a couple in Table Mesa in the Martin Acres neighborhood who over the summer, last summer, started hosting block parties with live Brazilian music. And people came out and were dancing in the street, literally, in order to just be together and celebrate in the music and feel that aliveness and that richness. And so, and I attended them, and I loved it. And then winter came and fall, and everyone went indoors, and it was like, well, we can't do this anymore. And so that point of inspiration was, how do I, in my work as a community arts organization, facilitate a bridge of that kind of natural impulse of coming together around music? How do I provide that bridge through the winter? And so by having one dance right now, while there's still snow on the ground, in celebration of carnival, inviting everyone to come together in a safe way, and with that hope of springtime and other spontaneous music events and dance events and more block parties. I wish our town would be full of block parties, of people just saying, we just need music and dance, let's do it.
I have been speaking with Merlin Holmes about Carnival Dance with Creativity Alive and Live Brazilian Music. This is going to be happening February the 25th at the Mennonite Church in Boulder from 7 to 9:30 p.m. People need to register in order to go in, and you're not going to have to require to use a mask, but you can use it if you want, but you are going to have to show a proof that you don't have COVID-19. Thank you so much again for this opportunity.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobete.